This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
What's the question on the table for you right now is, can the Browns bench or should they bench Deshaun Watson? And, you know, you heard what we heard from Diana Rossini just a few moments ago. And, you know, you have to wonder what's the house look like over there in Berea? And is everybody on board? And what's the locker room sound like, especially when it comes to trusting your quarterback? I think there are some things that might be kicked around there. Maybe not. Maybe we're making a bigger deal about it on the outside. But I got to tell you, 1-4 makes you think, ah, boy, they got to figure something out quick here if they want to, you know, salvage this. Again, as Jeff put brilliantly into perspective yesterday, they're just two games back. And they haven't played the AFC North yet. So
brilliantly in perspective?
I think you had many of those things. Wow. Do you want to leave now after these compliments or no?
Dana, what did you do to Andy Baskin?
I don't know.
You know, before I was in the Hall of Fame, I used to think of things so immaturely.
Now that you're a high-tie Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks to all those people out there.
All the little people.
No.
Who helped you get there.
Big, little, medium. We're all one big happy family. Let's not belittle the little. Thank you. Yeah, that's how I feel.
Okay.
Kazoo. All right, should the Browns.
That's part of that whole clip is how bad it gets.
I still have not gone back and listened to the fake commencement or the fake speech, Hall of Fame speech. I heard you guys just really yucked it up on that one.
No. Take it off.
No.
Heard you guys just made fun of me for days.
You know what else was awesome? Your mom.
Yep.
Heard life is too short.
Oh, now you're calling for your own drops?
No, I just heard that. More. Heard that somewhere.
Henry, help me out. Henry's in Akron. Hi, Henry.
Hello, Henry.
Hello, everybody. I think they should let him play thinking he's going to get hurt. And maybe that would settle everybody's fears. If he gets hurt, it would kind of calm everybody down. That's probably what they're thinking. He's going to get hurt.
Henry.
Sounds like Henry has a fantasy football waiver claim in on Jameis Winston.
Is that what it is?
I mean, no. Even if it's Jameis Winston, with offensive line like this, he's not going to do anything. You don't have an offensive line. You can't run the ball. So what is he going to do? Nothing. So they're probably betting on Deshaun Watson to get hurt, throw Jameis Winston in. It's like an escape goat here. That's why I'm saying they're going to keep him in. That's what they're planning on, for him to get hurt.
All right. Henry, thank you. If you had wishing injury upon player on your bingo card today, congratulations. You're a winner.
That's not what you want.
How many phone calls have we heard like that in 13 years?
Not too many.
Wishing injury upon another player.
No, he just said he would get hurt.
He said they're waiting for it.
I don't think he actually wished for it, but
I can see this will be a happy guy after the Royals winning yesterday and Kansas City. Bill is in Parma.
Congratulations, Bill.
What a fantastic day for you,
Bill.
Big
day. Only thing would have been better if the Cardinals had won, too.
Oh, yeah.
No kidding. I tell you what, can't ask for more. But, you know, really, you guys, great program today. Watching the Chiefs play last night really made me realize what the Browns are not doing. And that is you know, Kareem Hunt came off the scrap heap and carried the ball 27 times. 27.
Yep.
And you look at the fact that we can't even, the whole team can't even carry it maybe, 10 to 15 times?
They actually had 19 carries from their running backs against Washington, Bill, but a lot of those came late when the game was out of hand for whatever reason. I mean, Jerome Ford leads the team with 48 carries, and Kareem had more than 50% of that last night.
Yeah, I think he had 27 for 102 or something like that.
Yep.
But you saw the four tight ends, and you saw all these different things that they were doing to make it work and things like that. What I really believe has happened is that nobody really believes in this team. I think the loss of Callahan was huge. I think that what you see on the field is what's going on in the clubhouse, and that is that nobody believes in what's being said. They don't believe in the product. I think the biggest thing that's going to happen is what probably happened in with the Jets. And Rodgers went in and said, get rid of Saleh. And I think there's a half a chance that Watson's going to go in and say, get rid of Stefanski. And that will be the play. I mean, Stefanski will go before Watson stops starting. Guarantee it.
That's an interesting thought, Bill. I don't know that I agree with it, though.
Bill, thank you. Appreciate it. This is chicken or egg, though. I mean, people are trying to figure out why you only have one win, and they're saying, is it the player or is it the coach? I think that happened. I mean, this doesn't matter what names are on the jersey or title on the door. It happens all the time in sports, no matter where you are.
But can I throw this out? Last year, Deshaun had a record of 4-1. He's been a winning quarterback under Kevin Stefanski. I mean, he showed that. 4-1. And then Flacco came in. They were also a winning quarterback, winning coach. You know, it's not working now. I don't know that you actually can say that your coach is not doing a good job. I think he's a good coach. I don't think he's the issue.
Let me throw this hypothetical at you, okay? Let's just say that Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski, the entire coaching staff are like, we got to make a change. And Jimmy Haslam comes down and says, no, you're not making a change. I'm paid a lot of money for this guy. We went the ultimate to get him here, and you're not benching him. Is there anything wrong with that?
Yes.
He pays the bills.
Yeah, I know.
He signed off on the contract.
I know.
Is there anything wrong with an owner of a team saying that?
Yes, only in this regard. The owner is the owner of a football team.
Mm-hmm.
He's really good at having a lot of money. He's really good at spending it. There are no qualms with the way the Haslams have funded this team. Mm-hmm. None.
Never.
None.
Never.
But he hired football experts. I wonder what the football experts think. I don't know the answer to
that.
What
if the football experts are telling him we need to make a change? And he's like, nope, you guys need to figure this out.
Well, at some point, you're going to either A, have to figure it out, or B, change quarterbacks. And if you can't figure it out, and the owner is adamant about that guy as your quarterback, then you'll end up with new coaches and maybe a new front office. And that new coach and new front office might tell you that this doesn't work. Either that or they can make it work. I mean, it's real clear. Somebody has to give on this. Right?
I'm just to say, go back and look at the Cavaliers last year. Did they bring in a coach they believe can take the talent they already have and make it work?
That's exactly what they did.
Yeah.
Because they didn't change the roster.
Fair point. Shane in Cleveland. Hello, Shane.
Shane.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Yeah, I just called because I'm on a Facebook, and I'm in all these Cleveland Browns fan groups, and everybody wants to get rid of Kevin Stefanski. And what I can't understand is, how do you want to get rid of a guy that just last year led us to the playoffs with five different starting quarterbacks? Nobody was saying that last year. And I haven't been the biggest Stefanski fan because I personally wanted to keep Baker, and I don't think he wanted to keep Baker, and I think that's the biggest blunder in Kevin Stefanski's like coaching career. But at the same time,
don't know that was on him, Shane.
Yeah, I don't know either, Shane. I'm totally down with your phone call right now, but I don't know that that was Kevin's call to not have Baker there. Like they did have great. I mean, they were 3 yards away from the AFC Championship, the two of those guys before he got before he got hurt. I think the reason, to be honest with you, I think the reason Baker's not here is because of Baker, and I like Baker Mayfield too, but if Baker would have looked at things as Baker Mayfield, LLC, and saw that the Browns thought, well, maybe let's take a little run at Deshaun. And then Deshaun said no. Baker had leverage here at that point. He did. And he chose to say, I'll take less and go somewhere else. And he really had, he's done it his whole career. He's had to revive his career. And, the first place he went wasn't real well. They were able to trade him. But then, one magical day with the Rams, and all of a sudden, his stock went back up, and the next thing you know, Tom Brady's out in Tampa, and now look where he is. So, he bet on himself, a totally risky move, because I think he would have got that contract extension after Deshaun said no, and Jimmy Haslam's like, okay, we made a try, we tried to upgrade, it didn't work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Might have even got here what he ended up getting in Tampa.
Fair. Shane, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Shane.
Yeah, I don't disagree with Shane's phone call. I just don't. Sometimes we need to keep perspective. And I do think there was a lot of ego going on there.
We don't know the whole thing that went involved with all of those quarterback decisions, Andy. How much was ownership involved? How much was ownership not involved? How much did the coach want to change at quarterbacks? How much didn't he? We don't know.
Let's go Ed in Florida. Hi, Ed. Thanks for calling. Listening on the Odyssey app.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good, Ed.
Good. How are you?
Good. I'd like to touch on something that I never hear spoken about in the media, and I apologize if I haven't heard you guys talk about it, but I'm talking about the Browns, the offense and defensive line are woefully out of shape. I've been doing this for 15 years with my buddies. We're all big Browns fans, and I say, you look at our guys versus the guys that the Steelers have. Their guys, even if they're 280 on the line, They're thoroughbreds. They're ripped. And I don't see that in our guy. I was watching a game at a local establishment yesterday, no sound, and I'm watching these guys waddle on and off the field, sweating like manatees in the river here. And it's striking. And the other thing about it is injuries every year, big injuries. Is there something with our strength and conditioning that could be done?
Ed, thank you for the phone call. I don't know. I know the defense spends a lot of time on the field. I know that's part of it.
Didn't seem to be a problem when they were the number one defense last year.
Oh, it didn't. So, Chris Ostenheimer, Chronicle Telegram, talking Guardians next, Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.